Hello and welcome to Carlton's Arboretum Podcast. My name is Alex Bynum, and this episode we'll be talking about a defining natural feature of Minnesota, the prairie. We will start by talking a little about what a prairie even is, and some of the history of the prairie to Minnesota. Then we'll look at a few of the prairie plants that are pretty important in the Arboretum today. Before its colonization by European settlers starting around the early 1800s, approximately 99% of this region of Minnesota was covered by prairies. A prairie is generally understood to be a large and open area of grassland. Here in Minnesota, we have lots of variety in prairies. They range from wet prairies that are covered in water for part of the year to sandy areas without a whole lot of plant growth at all. Today in Minnesota, a large portion of our land is put into agriculture, where any native plants are replaced with huge monocultures of corn and soy. More generally, Minnesota has gotten a lot more developed as well, fragmenting the little prairie that is left. We are lucky enough here at Carlton Cowling Arboretum, however, to have access to acres of restored tallgrass prairie landscapes. I'll touch a little on the restoration process later in the podcast, but first let's take a look at some of the plants we see in our prairie systems. The prairies in the Arb are made up of four main types of grasses: big bluestem, little bluestem, Indian grass, and Canada wild rye. If you're interested in learning more about the identification of these grasses, pictures of them are up on the Arb website under the plants and animals heading. One cool fact about these grasses is that they have root systems that extend far below the surface. In fact, some of these grasses can grow roots up to 3 times deeper than they are tall, or around 15 feet deep. There are also many prairie flowers, like goldenrod and prairie smoke, which one can traditionally see bloom in the spring months. Let's take a step back, though, because all this probably brings up some questions. Doesn't it seem curious that these tremendous fields of grass haven't grown anything, well, bigger? And with all the worry about invasive species, how is it that one invasive species hasn't spread through to take over entire stretches of grassland? Here's a good answer. Fire is one of the main controls on the prairie system. We'll talk about a couple of other things that used to and still have some control over the system, including bison and drought. But before we get to that, let's talk about fire's effect on this grassland ecosystem. You can probably imagine, fire rips through prairies, burning everything on the surface all the way down to the ground. This does a few different things for the ecosystem. A crucially important reason this is necessary in the upkeep of a prairie is because it gives prairie grasses and other native prairie plants a competitive advantage over any possible invasive species and most trees. The reason they gain a competitive advantage is because of the structure of the plant that I touched on earlier. The deep roots of these plants enables them to store most of their energy in their roots, so when fire does come around, they can quickly rebound using their stored energy. Another thing that happens when fire burns through a prairie is that all of the leaf litter gets burned and turned back into nutrients that can be absorbed by plants. Many might not know that earthworms are actually non-native to Minnesota. This means that fire is a primary way to reintroduce nutrients from dead plants in the prairie system. Lastly, the color of the ash, believe it or not, plays a role in this system. The dark color allows more energy from the sun to be absorbed and heat up the soil. As the burning season is in the spring, this helps kick off any soil processes that need to begin after long months in the cold winter. The deep roots of the plants also serve an important purpose when it comes to the second major controlling factor of prairies, drought. We don't generally think of Minnesota as being anything other than cold, but the climate in recent history has tended to be pretty arid despite the last few years of anomalous rainfall and flooding. The deep roots of prairie plants enable them to absorb all of the moisture that they possibly can from the soil. This is why we generally see prairies in drier and hotter areas of Minnesota. Our final main control over the prairie landscape has actually been nearly entirely removed from the landscape by man. That is the bison. Bison have a similar effect to fire on the prairies, except to a lesser degree. They consume the plants down to their roots, meaning that the plants storing higher amounts of energy in the part of the plant that isn't consumed are able to rebound more quickly. I wanted to end this podcast by talking a little bit about what the Arboretum is doing today in order to restore and preserve these prairies. As you might imagine, the Arboretum manages controlled burns of the prairies for the reasons you are now experts on. The Arb has also taken a lot of seed from McKnight Prairie, another beautiful college-owned prairie about 10 miles away from campus, in order to try and reseed prairies here in the Arb. If you're ever interested in trying to help preserve these beautiful prairie systems, look out for the Arboretum volunteering opportunities. Well, that's all from me. I hope you enjoyed the production. For more information or pictures of things you heard about on this episode, take a look at the Arboretum website. You can navigate there through Carleton's website at carleton.edu.
That's all, folks. Thanks again for listening.